Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar. Others promise the moon, they deliver the sun. We're also brought to you by Rose's Cafe, a favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood of San Francisco for the past 20 years. Today's guest from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Giants outfielder Justin Ruggiano. Justin, tell us about the whole season, being with this ball club. You know, unfortunately, you didn't make the team out of spring training, but you come up from AAA and you're helping them out. So what's been your mindset with this ball club?
That's just it, just to help out and fill in where I can and, you know, hopefully, you know, get some playing time and be able to put some wins together. If we string some wins together and get back, and, you know, as soon as you get back to 500 winning a ball, you know, when you start, have a rough start, it's like have a new life. So that's obviously the goal right now. Let's get to 500. And then after that, you know, we do our work from there.
Can one game or a couple of games really turn a ball club around? I mean, that game in New York against the Mets when you came up with the big ninth inning output, and, you know, that 17 inning game, to play a game that lasts that long and then to win it, do a couple games like that get a team going?
I think so. I mean, can you imagine coming in here after, you know, 17 innings and not winning and then having a day game? I think that definitely carries over to, you know, the day game the next day and then the following day game that we had yesterday. So, yeah, I definitely think, you know, I don't think one game can change the season, but I think it could definitely change the spirit in the clubhouse.
You know, you've had some success at this ballpark hitting home runs, and you had kind of the best of it and the worst of it in back-to-back days where you hit one that it looked like you just crushed it and it didn't go out in a night game, and then you hit one in the same area in a day game and it just flies out in center field. I mean, how do you handle those emotions of that?
I mean, it's to be expected here. It's very well known and documented at this ballpark, and all you can do as a hitter is try to put a good swing on it. And some days they'll go out, some days they won't. I mean, if you hit it hard enough, it doesn't matter. So, you know, I could have definitely hit that one ball the night before, maybe a little bit better. And, you know, I probably hit it about the same as I did the ball the next day that did go out. So, you know, if you hit it hard enough, it doesn't matter.
But you've played in places like Wrigley where, you know, the wind is blowing in or it's blowing out. I mean, is there any adjustment? Are you thinking more ground balls, line drives in those situations when the wind is blowing in? Or no, you just can't think that way?
No, I don't think you think that way. I think you always try to keep a line drive approach, and typically a home run is it's a miss hit for the most part. I mean, although they feel good and they go a long way, you know, a line drive is what you're looking to, you know, produce just about every time up.
More with Justin Ruggiano in just a moment.
If you're looking for a great place to stop by for a bite to eat before a night game or dinner after a day game, Rose's Cafe is the place to go. A favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood for the past 20 years, Rose's Cafe is a hangout for locals who bask in the sun at sidewalk tables, duck inside for a cappuccino, or stay for a leisurely lunch or dinner. Many customers are regulars who frequent their pretty bistro cafe that offers table service and deliciously consistent food. Italian fare created using organic local produce, fresh seafood, humanely raised meats, and free-range poultry. Rose's artisan bakers bake a daily selection of pastries, desserts, and breads. Menu highlights include pizzas, daily soups, and house-made pastas. A robust beer and wine list with many by-the-glass options are available. So stop by Rose's Cafe at 2298 Union Street in San Francisco.
How's it gone as far as getting to know everybody in this clubhouse? You know, being a sort of a newcomer to the organization, you know, how comfortable are you feeling with everybody?
I feel great with everyone, man. You know, you spend a whole spring training with everyone. You get to know some guys pretty well. And, you know, I think I've been around the block enough to, you know, understand how clubhouses work and just try to fit in and help out when I can.
I was going to say, how do you pick your spots as far as needling somebody? Do you have to get to know them a little bit before you do that?
you can go that route if you want to, or you can just go straight for it and just see how they take it. Yeah.
Well, you guys seem to be having fun in this corner over here. You got Hunter Pence over to your right here, and you got Christian Arroyo, the kid, as they're calling him. I mean, so it's a really kind of a good mix on this team of guys. You know, the veteran guys, a young guy like Christian, and you know, some guys that have been around. So is that a good clubhouse? Is that good for chemistry?
Oh yeah, it's always good. It's you got to have the young kids who you know, we get to pick on here and there, and the old salty vets. I guess it's me. I gotta accept that role now. But yeah, it's just this is a great clubhouse, man. The chemistry in here is well thought out, I guess, from the front office perspective, and I think we're gonna gel and turn the season around.
We'll get back to the conversation with Giants outfielder Justin Ruggiano right after this. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it. He lost the ball in the sun. Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, SunFirst Solar, has a wide range of financing options, and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. SunFirst Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. SunFirst Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call SunFirst Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. And get your SunPower solar system today.
What do you do as far as getting ready for games when you're not in the lineup because you're not playing every day? Is there anything you've learned that can make you successful in that role?
Yeah, what I do is I slow my schedule down. So if I'm starting, you know, obviously I'm ready to go by 7 o'clock. But if I'm not, I just pretend I'm starting a game at 9 o'clock. And that's kind of what I do. I mean, you know, maybe earlier, maybe later. I get my swings in with the team and all that during batting practice. But then I like to get in the cage like 5th inning, 6th inning, and start preparing as if I was starting a game. And that's just kind of what I do.
So do you look at the relief pitchers on video more than you do maybe the starter in that game? Because, you know, you're maybe going to be pinch hitting against the relief pitcher.
Yeah, you know, if there's somebody I don't know, yeah, I'll check them out. For the most part, I know a lot of the guys now. So, yeah, I kind of look at those guys and see what they got and watch a little bit of video. But I don't like to overload it with too much stuff. I try to keep it simple. See ball, hit ball, you know, get in there and play defense and just do whatever, you know.
Yeah, to finish up, how about the defense here? Just playing at this ballpark, that long route out there in right center field, playing right field. Have you kind of come to grips with what it takes to play out there?
I think I'm starting to. I think yesterday I misread a ball, and you know, me and Denard were kind of coming together on a ball that, you know, he wasn't as close as I thought he was to me. So, you know, there'll be a little bit of an adjustment period for that particular position in right field that I've never played out here before. Especially with the wind and the difference in the wind that, you know, sometimes it kind of blows back to center and sometimes it doesn't. So that'll be a somewhat of an adjustment period, but, you know, it won't take long.
All right, Justin, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Giants outfielder Justin Ruggiano. Join us again next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'll have special guests for you, including former Giants outfielder Andres Torres. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.